Podcasts are an independent way for podcasters like me to bring a local voice to your ears. At the Spent the Rent podcast, we strive to raise awareness of topics that affect the often underrepresented. Our title sponsor, Oregon Cashflow Pro, offers free money management advice that can help you take control of your finances. At OregonCashflowPro.com, you will find videos to guide you towards your goal of financial freedom. For more info, there will be a link in the show notes. The following podcast is available on all major streaming sites, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can now listen to all previous episodes, donate to the podcast, and buy shirts directly from the Spent the Rent podcast at our newly designed official website, strpod.com.
You are listening to the Spent the Rent podcast, and now, here's your host, Patty Rose.
Hello, I am Patty Rose, and welcome to the Spent the Rent podcast. My guest today from the Eugene Tea Festival is Madeline Au. Madeline, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is really cool. You reached out to me through email and asked, you said, hey, I'd like to, we're doing the first annual Eugene Tea Festival. I would love to come and talk about it on your show. And I thought about it. I'm like, well, I know nothing about tea, absolutely nothing. But this is exactly why I started this show. I wanted to be able to spotlight stories of the underrepresented of Lane County. Since this is an up and coming show, I thought it was a great opportunity. So thanks again for doing this. This is really cool. So let's get started. What inspired you to start the Eugene Tea Festival?
So I was inspired by the Northwest Tea Festival up in Seattle in 2017. It happened to me my birthday weekend. I heard about it from a tea shop that I was in, and I just went, and it sort of opened up this whole world of tea for me. It's sort of like an Alice in Wonderland type of experience where you just fall into the rabbit hole of tea. There's honestly so much information.
I'm sure you can go deep.
Yeah, I don't know anything about tea when you think about how much there is to know.
Sure.
But I love it. I love the community. And ultimately, that's why I decided to start the Eugene Tea Festival, is because I wanted to have a community event that was celebrating tea and bringing people together. And also, it is a topic that not a lot of people know about. And so it's a great opportunity for people to learn more about tea, learn more about herbalism, and expand their knowledge.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about herbalism. I mean, I read it, you know, basically, because I read kind of the review. What would you describe is herbalism? I mean, it's basically like using plants as medicine, essentially, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah. And as my partner always says, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know everything about herbalism, and I'm not an herbalist, but it's a topic I'm really interested in because it's a great way to essentially find healing through plants. Well, and
let me just say this as a podcast host, I can tell you, being the founder of this event, you don't have to know everything. You want to bring people on so that you're like, I'm just inspired by the world, you know? And
exactly.
So, and that's pretty cool. Let's see. Yeah. Talk about your journey with it. You said, you know, different tea festivals. When did you start to kind of find yourself interested in tea? I know. I started drinking coffee at like 12. That's why I'm short.
Well, I started drinking stash tea when I was a kid. That was what my mom always had in our tea cabinet. And then I sort of was opened up to the world of loose leaf tea, actually through Jasmine Pearl, which is a tea company in Portland. And then once I discovered the tea festivals and went to the Portland Tea Festival, it just really opened my eye to how much is out there. And I just became a tea head. I just started to go to every local tea shop I could go to, talk to anyone that was interested in tea, volunteer for as many tea opportunities as I could, and just learn as much as I could just by drinking tea with people.
What were you able to find in the beginning in Eugene as far as, I mean, obviously there wasn't the festival, which is why you were making it, but what there's got to be a scene somewhere, you know, and I'm sure you reached out and met some people.
Yeah, there's definitely a scene. And for me, the connection was through the businesses that are supporting the tea industry. So there's Mountain Rose Herbs, there's Yogi Tea, there's Oregon Tea Traders, there's Young Mountain Tea, there's JT, there's all the boba shops that are around. And I just went to any place that I could and then signed up for any events that were happening. And it's a small community, but it's a community of people who are passionate and who who love the leaf.
And that's all it takes. I mean, essentially, I think it's so important for all of us to kind of find our tribes, not to like section off, but to like find like-minded people so that it's good for mental health. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. Mountain Rose Herbs, you mentioned a lot of businesses, and I'm not trying to single one out specifically, but I do know more about Mountain Rose because I've had friends that have worked for them. That's an incredible company, and the stuff that they do is cutting edge. I think it's like definitive of the culture of Eugene. I mean, some of the stuff that they do for their employees too, like body modification bonuses, and I don't know if they still do that because the economy and all that stuff. But at one point, you know, it's like, if you're getting a tattoo, we'll kick down $50 for you. And I just thought it was neat because they're basically like, wellness is a big part of what they're about. So I thought that was really cool. And I had a girlfriend years ago that worked for him. So going to these events, I felt very out of place, but everyone was really welcoming. And I would hope that that is the case for what you're trying to put together for something like this. And I'm sure it is. I know a lot of people would be intimidated because they're like, I don't know anything about tea. But I guarantee, since it's such an infant stage, it's going to be small, so,
I mean, it's meant for the public. Like, a lot of the workshops that we're doing are tea 101. What is tea?
Right.
Just the basics about Camellia sinensis, specialty tea, herbalism.
Right.
There's a lot of, like, ground to be covered in just tea 101.
Yeah, let's talk about overall, and then we'll kind of get down to the actual workshops. But let's talk about what attendees can expect at the event. So there's like a marketplace.
Yes.
Yeah, you can speak on that.
Vibrant marketplace at the Farmers Market Pavilion and Plaza, which I am so delighted that space was created. It's beautiful. It's like it was designed for the tea festival. It's this like light, bright, airy space with lots of electricity, which is what you need for a tea festival.
Sure.
So there's going to be the marketplace, and then at the marketplace, there are going to be tea tastings. Not every single vendor will be offering tea tastings, but a lot of them will be. Festival attendees will be given a compostable cup, and they can just go around and have as many tastings as they want.
Right.
And then there's also the workshops for people who are interested in having more of an educational experience at the festival. The workshops are on Saturday and Sunday, so that people who want to really experience the festival can do that and still also attend some workshops.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And so we'll talk about this multiple times throughout this episode, but is it the 20th? What's the date?
So it's Saturday, May 20th for the first day of workshops.
Right.
And then Sunday, May 21st is the second day of workshops and is also when the festival is taking place.
And they're both 10 to 4, both days?
Yes.
10 to 4, and it's at the Farmers Market Pavilion?
Yes, Farmers Market Pavilion for the festival on Sunday. And then it's at the Mountain Rose Herbs Annex, which is next to the Mercantile for the workshops. And registrations will be available to the public next Wednesday.
Right. I'll throw this up on the screen. There's a website as well, EugeneTeaFest.org. But we'll talk about this stuff more, as we go along.
Yeah.
How can people get involved? I know that this is kind of the last ditch effort, but the last lap. But I'm sure that you could use volunteers to help set up and stuff like that.
Definitely. So you can go to EugeneTeaFest.org and there's a volunteer tab and you can just submit a simple form that takes less than 2 minutes to fill out if you're interested in volunteering.
Nice. Who are some of the people that you've been working with on this and what are some of their roles? I know that there's always going to be people left out. So it's not like we're singling one person, but just who are some of the people that you want to spotlight?
In terms of my amazing volunteers.
Sure. Just people behind the scenes that have made this thing happen.
Yeah. So obviously the board of directors has been super helpful in making this happen, and they've stuck it through the pandemic with me as we've kind of been through our ups and downs of like, will we have a festival? When will we have a festival? Oh, looks like things are shutting down. Guess it's not this year, maybe next year.
Right.
Angela McDonald, Oregon Tea Traders, Raj Vable at Young Mountain Tea, Rachel Colon, who used to work at Mountain Rose Herbs and now runs her own company, Muse Marketing, and Mason Hutchinson, who runs Herb Rally and also used to work at Mountain Rose Herbs. They've been really amazing. And my superstar volunteer is Melissa Nelson, who runs her own company, Olven Coaching. So I've had a lot of people who have helped me.
That's
also
cool.
Shout out to my dad.
Nice. Talk about that briefly, just the challenges with COVID. Obviously, everybody's so exhausted of this storyline. But the thing is that you had launched this 2018, is that correct?
2019 was when I was starting to.
And so no idea of anything on the horizon. You're like, I just want to get everybody together, like dumping tea on each other, you know, throwing it in the river, whatever you do with tea, right? and then COVID hits. And so that, I mean, I want to just reiterate how I'm sure the board and all these people that are like, yep, I'll come to another Zoom meeting. You know, yep, yeah. I'll do all this. So it's really cool that they were able to stick it through. It's going to be really rewarding to see this event. And I know from doing stuff on a local level, even if it's like 30, 80, 200 people, you're going to be really happy. I mean, it's just such a cool thing.
Yeah.
You know, talk more about the workshops, what specifically there's going to be so that people might have a little better understanding of what to look forward to.
Yeah. So I brought the workshop program with me because I don't have these memorized.
Right.
So some of the Sunday workshops, history of tea and politics, the origins of Nepali tea, tea 101, what is really in my cup, tea evaluation, science meets art. There's going to be a pop-up printmaking session and also a woo-woo ceremony, which if you don't know what that is, just come at 2 p.m. to the Farmers Market Pavilion on Sunday, May 21st, and you can witness it firsthand.
There you go.
And then on Saturday, there's going to be tea bags behind the product, which is going to be a really cool workshop that's by a good friend of mine, James Magnus. And he's also bringing Tony Atollon, who's an industry professional, and they are in the manufacturing industry for tea bags. There's going to be an interview with Mountain Rose Herbs owner Sean Donnell, and then there's also going to be a workshop on tea as art, tea as medicine, and tea as culture, a 5,000-year history, and one that I'm really looking forward to, Tea Time for Your Grief, which is being hosted by my superstar volunteer, Melissa.
That's pretty exciting. I got to give you props on organizing something like this. This is cool. And did you know a lot of these? I mean, the one advantage to COVID is you've had a lot of time to make sure that you've kind of like thought about everything that could go wrong and all that stuff. So I'm sure you've had, you know, redirections and all that and replanning. But did you know a lot of the people involved, or is this something that you just started making cold calls?
So I do actually know a lot of the people involved, because between the time that I was like, okay, I'm going to start a tea festival, to now, I've been working in the tea industry.
Sure.
And like almost 3 years of being in the tea industry, I've worked with Mountain Rose Herbs. I've worked with Oregon Tea Traders. I've worked with a lot of these businesses in a professional capacity. And I've also been doing the tea festival, reaching out to people to do educational workshops and fundraisers. And the course of 4 years has meant that, yeah, we're pretty good friends at this point.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's kind of how the tea industry is it's more than just like acquaintances or professional relationships. It's more of like a community and friendships.
Well, and I think it's lifestyle. I think that it goes with a wellness lifestyle to a lot of people. I know that some people just want to wake me up, pick me up or whatever. Some people want to go to sleep, you know, with different, there's something for everybody. But I think that what I learned by bumping elbows with that crowd was that it's about wellness.
Yes.
It's about, you know, taking care of your body, mind, and spirit, you know, and all that good stuff. And so I've tried to spotlight on that on the podcast. I had a woman that was into crystals, you know, and stuff. And I'm not trying to criticize stuff that I don't understand, because I'm like, dude, if it makes you happy, that's awesome. And
yeah,
it's not hurting anybody.
And ultimately, this is a wellness festival.
Right.
And that's kind of like when we're looking at the future of the Eugene Tea Festival, I'm really hoping to incorporate art, community, active transportation, other elements of wellness, because I want it to be more than just tea, more of a holistic picture on what does it mean to be well, what does it mean to have a lifestyle of rest and connection.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was gonna make a political joke. I'm trying not to, because about the tea party, you know. So
right.
So I was like, I just like the name being locked up so that it's not somebody else using it. No, but yeah, I was going to ask, how do you see this festival evolving in the coming years? I mean, what are some short-term and then, you know, medium to long-term goals?
Yeah, so in the short term for next year, I'm really hoping to be able to bring in more artists into the festival. And in particular, I'm hoping to collaborate with Art City so that we can pay the artists to essentially create pop-up sculptures that are around different themes.
Sure. I mean, I think it'd be cool to just have a group of people paint a tea leaf too, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's the beauty of it. It's like, I don't, it doesn't take a ton for it to, like, a crazy concept for it to be amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think the art is really important to me because it's so helpful in conveying a message in a way that is really easy to digest.
Right.
And understand.
Yeah.
And it's inspiring and it's part of what makes life worth living. So I've done my best to sort of try to plant that seed of art in this year's tea festival. There's going to be a friend of mine who's doing a live painting during the festival. And then there's also the pop-up printmaking workshop where people can just go and do little prints.
So let's talk about, for anybody, let's really narrow, like, pin down the location so that if anybody's, because it's new, you were saying, so if anybody hasn't been there, what's the address? I had it written down.
So downtown Eugene, Farmers Market Pavilion and Plaza, it's next to Slice, it's where the Saturday Market and the Farmers Market is.
Okay.
I think it's called the Park Blocks.
That's the general area. Yeah. And then I think the actual address is 8th.
Yeah.
We got a comment from Robert McDonald. He says, this sounds really awesome. I hope it goes well. Thanks a lot, Robert. Thanks for listening and watching.
Thank you, Robert.
So the Strike Downtown, everybody knows where the Saturday Market is.
Yeah.
I've been going there since I was 12 years old. And so are you from around here?
So I moved to Eugene in 2019 and then I moved to Springfield in 2021. So
that seems to be the trend. It's kind of interesting that Springfield is really on the upswing for sure.
I mean, love Springfield.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I think it's really welcoming. And there's a lot of things we could talk about for that for days. Let's see what else I got for you. We talked about challenges. Oh, for someone putting together an event like this, what is your advice? I know that is this your first big event like this, or you've done some different things?
This is my first time doing anything to this scale.
Sure.
When I was in high school, I did a little art auction, and that was cute.
This is the
first time that I've ever done anything like this. I was the volunteer coordinator for the Portland Tea Festival, but actually building a festival from the ground up has been a process.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about sound and all kinds of stuff quickly. I don't know if that's something that you may want to hit me up.
Well, it's just like nonprofit organization. We're a 501c3. So like the first year was just me laying the groundwork as a legal entity, setting up the website, doing the outreach, getting sponsorships.
Yeah.
And then all the actual like day of logistical planning, getting volunteers. It's definitely a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I'm doing it because I want this to exist.
Yeah. So what advice would you have for someone that has a vision and where to kind of start and what to think about?
I would say, like, for me, starting the Eugene Tea Festival, I never wanted to do everything alone. And the first thing that I did was bring on partners. So like creating the board of directors, bringing in companies like Young Mountain Tea and Mountain Rose Herbs and Oregon Tea Traders from the very beginning so that we have that experience from other people who know more about running businesses than I do. And then we also have the support of tea businesses for a tea festival.
Even before, like, Google is so helpful on finding out, you know, it's like I got an LLC for my podcast and it's just, I just Googled stuff and figured it out, you know? So once again, I want to talk about the website. It's OregonTeaFest.org and it's real simple, easy to navigate. That's where you're going to want to go to buy tickets.
Yeah.
You can buy tickets at the door. Is that true?
So we want to make this as accessible as possible. If you'd like to support the Tea Festival, you can do so by going to EugeneTeaFest.org and buying tickets in advance. However, day of, we are offering tickets on a sliding scale and there will be free tickets for people. So if you want to just show up and drink tea, please do so.
That's how every event I've ever done has been. And it's not a lucrative decision, but it's a community decision. And I respect it full-heartedly. That's what I've always been about. It's like, you can come and it costs this much, but if you don't have that much, it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
And so please don't take, you know, for the people that want to donate, that's how you do that. You're basically buying the tuition for somebody else kind of deal.
So people can donate day of, but you can also just show up. You can bring your own cup. You can have one of the thousands of cups that I've gotten. Compostable cups are not expensive, so don't feel bad. And we also have sponsorships that are helping make this possible, especially the City of Eugene Cultural Services. They have sponsored a good chunk of money to make it possible for people to attend for free.
That's pretty awesome. And shout out to everybody involved. Once again, go to eugenetfest.org and find out more about the event. Madeline Au, thank you so much. This is really cool. The Eugene Tea Festival is the weekend of May 21st, 20th and 21st, 10 to 4 at the Farmers Market Pavilion in Eugene, Oregon.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, you take care. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to end this with a song. This is me, Patty Rose, with the song Tortured Mind.
Turn. Turning away just as fast as I can has always led me astray and fucked up every plan. I self-sabotage the dialogue I spend is dissected for the next 2 weeks as I sit and ferment. It's a boiling pot of uncomfortable motives. I'm worried my imposter syndrome is showing. Going back to a sack deck daily with a smile I say I'm maintaining. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. Everywhere you look, someone else is took by the endless agonizing emptiness of the crook, of the loser, of the thief, of the folks who live beneath. But we never look into the reflection of our own integrity. Our own integrity. Our own integrity. Our own integrity. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind.